This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blot is Daf Mem He Amir Beis and Yevamos. We begin three lines from the bottom. Mem He Amir Aleph. Shol Chulei B'nei Bei Michsi L'Rabba. The B'nei Bei Michsi sent to Rabba. Mishachetzioi Eved B'chetzi Ben Charon. Someone who's half a slave and half free. So he's owned by two partners and one partner of freedom. And Haba'a Bas Yisrael, and he lives with the Bas Yisrael. Mahu, what is the halacha? We just said it until now that an Eved who lives with the Bas Yisrael, according to most opinions of Lad, is kosher. What about half an Eved, half a Ben Choyrin, who lives with the Bas Yisrael? Amar Lei, Rabbah responded, Hashta Eved Kulai Amrinon Kosher. Now that we said if he's entirely an Eved and he lives with the Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, chetzim ibay, if he's only half an Eved, why would the Vlad be pasul? In other words, how could it be worse to be a half an Eved than a whole Eved? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Mara deshmaita manu. Who is... Rava said, this is not so simple. Why? Mara deshmaita manu. Who is the master of the teaching that if you live... If an Eved lives with the Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, v'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishachetzio Eved b'chetzi ben chayrin, someone who's half an Eved, half ben chayrin, haba Bas Yisrael, oysa Vlad ain lo takana. That Vlad has no takana. So the logic that it's much worse to be a full Eved than to be half an Eved does not stand to be true, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Eved haba Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, and yet he holds that chatzi eved chatzi ben charen haba bas Yisrael, the Vlad is pasul. Says the Gemara, ki itmar de Rabbi Yehuda, when was Rabbi Yehuda's teaching said that the Vlad ain lo takana, kugoin de kaddish bas Yisrael, where the chatzi eved chatzi ben charen first did kedushin to the Jewish woman. So what happened was the tzad of freedom is married to this woman, the tzad of avdus is not. So then that tzad of avdus is living with an eishes ish. The nimtza tzad avdus shaboy mishtamish be'eishes ish. Comes out that the tzad avdus of this particular chatzi v'chatzi ben charen is living with an eishes ish. Okay, so that's the issue. Says Gemara of Amri Neherdoi, but Neherdoi said Mishmed Rabbi Yaakov, in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, L'divrei ha-poisel, poisel afilu b'pnuya, L'divrei ha-machshir, machshir afilu b'ishasish. I, but Neredoi said, in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, the one who passels, even if the chatzi eved, chatzi ben choyrin, is living with a single woman. L'divrei ha-machshir, the one who is machshir, machshir afilu b'ishasish, is machshir even if the woman is married. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the one who holds that an Eved who lives with the Bas Yisrael, he's Machsher, even if the Bas Yisrael was an Eishas Ish. So in other words, it's not going to help to say that the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Choyrin, was Mekadesh, the woman first, and that's why the Vlad Ein Loi Takana, because even if he was Mekadesh her first, nevertheless, the Chatzi Avdus is not going to be violating living with an Eishes Ish, because if you hold Eved Haba Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, which Rabbi Yehuda holds, he holds the Vlad is kosher even if the Chatzi, if an Eved lives with an Eishes Ish. And therefore, it is not going to help to say the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choren did a Kedushin first. Says the Gemara, must be the case is. And then the Gemara says, Ushneim Loi Lamdua Elam Eishes Av. Both opinions who hold, whether you hold an Eved that lives with the Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, even if she's an Eishes Ish, or the opinion that holds that the Vlad is pasul, even if she's a Pnuya, they learn it out from Eishes Av. Eishes Av is the prototype of what creates Mamzeris. Man the pasul, the one who holds that an Eved who lives with the Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer, he holds Savar Ma Eishes Av Deloi Tafsi Ba Kedushin, just like if you live with your father's wife, Kedushin is not Toifesh, and have Vlad as a Mamzer, the Vlad as a Mamzer, Av Kol Duloi Tafsi Ba Kedushin. Likewise, anyone who Kedushin is not Toifis to, have Vlad Mamzer, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Uman de Machsher, the one that holds that the Vlad is kosher, Savar, he holds, Ma Eishas Av, just like your father's wife, Dila Dideloi Tafsi Ba Kedushin. Kedushin is not Toifis to him, in other words, to your father's wife, you can create kedushin. But lachri and tasev kedushin, you could create to others. Lafuke oved koychavim, as opposed to a gentile or a ve'eved or a slave, doy tasev kedushin klal. So therefore, man demachshe, the one who holds an eved haba bas yisrael, the vlad is kosher, holds a vlad is kosher, even if the bas yisrael is married. The one that is poisel holds that if you live with a bas yisrael, the vlad is a mamzer, even if you're not married. Says Gemara, Ela ki itmar de Rav Yehuda, when was Rav Yehuda's statement taught that the vlad is poisel? Kagon shaba al ishas ish. We're talking about where you lived with a married woman. Again, if this particular Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin would have married this woman, then there's no problem because the Tzad Avdos would not be violating Eishas Ish, because an Eved does not create Mamzerim. However, in this case, she already was married. So the Mamzeris is not created from the Tzad Avdos, it's created from the Tzad Cheres. Benimtza Tzad Cheres Shaboy, Mishtamish Be'eshas Ish. It comes out that the Tzad of Freedom is living with an Eshas Ish. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Amar li Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza said to me, Ikla Rav Yossi Bar Avin La'asun. Rav Yossi Bar Avin came to our place. Va'ava Uvda, there was a story, B'pnuya, with a single woman. Va'achshar, and he was machshir the child. Beishasish, there's a story with a married woman, upasal, and he pasal the child. Amar Rav Sheish, so that indicates, not like we said earlier in the name of Neherdoi, man de machshir, machshir bepnuya, machshir afil beishasish, man de pasal, pasal afil bepnuya. Here we see there is a difference between pnuya and eishasish. Amar Rav Sheish said, ledidi amar li Rav Gaza, Rav Gaza told me, Loi Rav Yossi Bar Avin Havel, it wasn't Rav Yossi Bar Avin, El Rav Yossi Bar Zvida Havel, it was Rav Yossi Bar Zvida, V'achshir, and he in fact was Machshir, in concordance with the ruling of Neradah, Bein B'Pnuya, Bein B'Eishas Ish, whether she was single or married, Amar Le Rav Acha, B'Ed Rav, Le Ravina, Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said, the son of Rava said to Ravina, Ikla Amemar La'asrin, Amemar came to our place, V'achshir, and he was Machshir, Bein B'Pnuya, Bein B'Eishas Ish, whether a single woman or a married woman, V'Hilchasa, the halacha is as follows. Oyved koychavim, a Gentile, the eved or a slave, haba abas Yisrael, that lives with a Jewish woman, havlad kosher. The vlad, in fact, is kosher. Bein bepnuya, whether she's single, bein beishasish, or whether she is married. Now the shaila is, the Gemara before discussed whether the vlad is pugam, and it seemed to be that the Gemara said earlier, "Kulo amaroi demachshiri moider shavlad pagam." Everyone agrees that if a Jewish woman lives with a guy, the vlad is defiled to kahuna. So it would seem that the conclusion of the Gemara should be that the vlad is kosher, but the Gemara should say it's pagam lekahuna. In fact, the Rush holds that yes, we're reliant on what we said earlier that the vlad is pagam lekahuna. However, the Rambam says no. The Gemara in the conclusion does not say the child is pagam lekahuna, and therefore it's not. And we paskin lahalacha lechatchila, a product of a goy and a Jewish woman should not marry a kohen. But if they do, then if she does, then loy teitzei, she would not have to divorce. In other words, we're choishesh lechumra not to marry such a product of a union of a goy and a Jewish woman. But b'di'evit, if they did marry, then the halacha would be they could stay married. Okay, the Gemara continues. Rava achshere l'Rav Mari bar Racha. Rava was machshir Rav Mari bar Racha. Mari was the son of Rachel, a Jewish woman, and his father, Isser, was the captor of Rachel, violated her. He later became a convert. But when he fathered Mari, he was a goy. So Rava was machshir Rav Mari. Umanye b'porsi l'baba, he also appointed him to a position of authority. So he was machshir him because he holds eved haba, eved v'yukacham haba basa havad kosher. V'yafa agav the Omar Mar, even though the master said, soim tasim alech melech, you should surely place a king over you, which v'darshin kol mesima sh'ata mesim, all positions that you place, al yiu ela mikar v'chacha, should only be from among your brethren. So nevertheless, hi, this individual, Mari, Kivan de Imam Yisrael, since his mother was Jewish, we consider him a brother, we consider him a Jew. Avdei de Rav Chiya bar Ami, the slave of Rav Chiya bar Ami, at belela hi avez kechavim. He was toivel, a Gentile woman, l'shem intasa, for her nidus. Which means like this. When a woman converts, she has to accept the mitzvahs. She also has to be toivel l'shem geiros. However, this woman accepted the mitzvahs, but she didn't go to the mikvah. So she didn't go to the mikvah, so this eved, who's living with her, l'chayr is living with a non-Jewish woman. Nevertheless, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yachilna l'achshuriba, I could be machshir her. Ubibarata, and in her daughter. But I could be machshir her, because even though she didn't go to the mikvah for geirus, but if she accepted the mitzvah, she went to the mikvah for her state of being a nida, k'dravasi, damravasi, ravasi, send me loy tavla l'nidusa, wasn't she toivel for her nidus? And therefore, since she was toivel for her nidus, we could say tvila l'nidus is effective for geirus. Bebrat, and I could be machshir her daughter, of kecham le'ever abba abbas Yisrael, a guy or a slave that lives with the Bas Yisrael, Vlad Kosher, Vlad is Kosher. Who to have a correlate? There was someone who was called Bar Armiyasa, the son of an Armenian woman. So his mother was not Jewish. Amar Ravasi, Miloy Tovel Nedusa, but she converted. She wasn't Tovel, but she accepted the mitzvos. So wasn't she Tovel for Nidus? Who to have a correlate? There was someone who was called Bar Arma, the son of an Armenian man, who accepted the Ol mitzvahs, but never went to the mikvah for Geirus. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Rav Chama Bar Guri said, Amar Ravasi, Ravasi said, Miloy Tavla, Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi said, Miloy Tavla Lakariyai, didn't he go to the mikvah for his state of being a Balkari? In other words, since he was Mekabel the Ol mitzvahs, and this was in the time where either the Gezerah of Ezra was still in effect, that if someone is a Balkari and they want to learn or Davin, they have to go to the mikvah, or at least this was a time where most people observed that halacha, so you could assume that his tevila for his status of being a Balkari, you could assume he was toivel for his status of being a Balkari, and you could utilize that tevila l'shem geiros. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Bezus Hashem, we'll pick it up, Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, next time.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.